How coloring can be its own form of therapy. I'm Tom Shine, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCown Gordon and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, we take the path less traveled.
We need nature. It's part of staying healthy, not just concrete and developed cities. Cities are good, but we need this.
But first, do you remember the last time you colored? Was it years ago? Get Your Color On Studios hopes to help people rediscover the magic of filling in blank spaces. Hugo Fan has more.
3 years ago, Santia Levi Mason was a writer and book publisher who expressed herself with words. Looking for a change, she wanted to approach a more visual medium, so she turned to something that she loved when she was a kid, coloring. She took her knowledge of publishing, taught herself how to draw, which is something she had never attempted before, and produced something that set her off on a journey.
So one year I decided that I was going to try to team up with the Wichita Public Library and see if they would allow me the space to display this coloring book that I created. And so they allowed me to rent a room, and I created an event called Get Your Color On, just to kind of bring people together the same way that me and my family, me and my mom gathered. It just became a thing.
Several years and a few coloring books later, Levi Mason has opened up a studio on South Broadway with the same name as her initial event. In addition to selling coloring books and facilitating coloring sessions in her studio, she also runs seminars for nonprofits and companies. She feels like the type of work she does can be therapeutic and bridge gaps between a wide range of ages.
We do a lot of mindful coloring. We work very closely with Rainbows United and Starkey, and really just work on trying to connect families and make intergenerational connections as well.
For Levi Mason, coloring is more than a childhood pastime. It's a way for people to express themselves with a low barrier of entry. She provides the designs, and the audience can fill in the rest with crayons, markers, and colored pencils.
And so I try to educate children and families about, you know, what colors are, what they mean beyond just them being pretty, and how they can affect us, and how we can really regulate our feelings and our thoughts.
Levi Mason, who also has a degree in psychology, says the color a person picks and how they approach a coloring sheet could be an indicator about how they're feeling.
I have a friend named Stacy, and she was having a difficult day. She was coloring this heart, and in her mind, she, you know, was wanting to color this heart a totally different color. I think she was trying to go with like a pink. However, she ended up coloring the heart blue, like the entire heart blue.
Levi Mason is a big believer in the power of color and how it can transform a community. She's got big plans for Get Your Color On, including combining a 5K with coloring and art.
We're going to add a art element, and you're going to have to do it fast. But it'll be really fun. Lots of mess. Lots of crazy shenanigans.
Ultimately, she hopes that she can make the lives of Wichitans more vibrant.
I know that I have so much more to offer, and I really would like to get out in the community, even beyond where we are here, and just kind of spread that color everywhere.
For The Range, I'm Hugo Fan.
You can read more on this story at KMUW.org. If you live in Kansas, you know that summer means unrelenting heat. It's enough to chase many people who love to walk indoors. But fall finally seems to be here. And to celebrate, Lou Ann Stevens went hiking in an often overlooked Wichita park for this month's Hidden Kansas.
It's 7:30 on a weekday morning, and several people are on the main path at Pawnee Prairie Park. Couples, people alone, or walking their dogs. I'm in the north section of the park, which has a wide cement path with smaller horse trails that branch off into the woods. This park is a favorite of local equestrians, but hikers are welcome on all the paths and trails. This morning, I'm joined by Bill Barnett. His website, The Wilderness Hiker, includes photos and videos of his travels across the country. Pawnee Prairie is one of his favorite spots in Kansas.
There's two really nice parks here in the Wichita area. There's Chisholm Creek Park and Pawnee Prairie Park, and if you want to get in nature, they're wonderful, and they're just like right in town.
As we get underway, there are the usual sounds of nature, birds and bugs, and in the background you can hear some traffic from Tyler Road. You can also hear planes taking off and landing. The park is next to Eisenhower National Airport. Not surprisingly, even with the planes, it's peaceful. The walkway winds through the woods, with branches often forming a canopy, bumping up against Cowskin Creek from time to time.
There's hedge trees, there's elm trees, there's other assorted hardwood trees in here. What this used to be is all grassland. So this is actually a different kind of wild.
The grassland is still there, short grass growing among the trees, shimmering in the early sun. There are fields with a mix of tall and short grasses and other plants, gold, tan, and rust, just starting to change colors as fall approaches. And wildlife.
There are lots of deer in here and every other kind of animal that you get around here. Foxes, coyotes, raccoons, possums, squirrels.
So, Pawnee Prairie Park is an escape to the quietness of nature. Okay, to a point. But even with the occasional plane or other distraction, a visit is definitely worth the time. It's a chance to let your mind relax, unwind, while also getting some exercise.
We need nature. It's part of staying healthy. We need to be in trees and birds and grass and not just concrete and develop cities. Cities are good, but we need this.
For The Range, I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
Hidden Kansas explores intriguing spots across our state. You can read more about Lou Ann's walk at Pawnee Prairie Park at KMUW.org. And one last thing. About 3 years ago this week, the remains of Father Emil Capone were returned to Kansas. I will never forget the sight of thousands of people lining Central and downtown Wichita. Many of them knelt as the military funeral procession passed on its way to St. Mary's Cathedral. Father Capone's remains are inside, in a white marble crypt. I visited them the other day. In a world that seems increasingly violent and full of hate, I found a moment of solace in the quiet, soaring splendor of the cathedral, and in the presence of a man whose sole purpose in life was to serve others, who hated no one, not even the guards who treated him brutally in a North Korean prisoner of war camp. Father Capone died there in 1951. His legacy of kindness and love of his fellow man did not. We could use more of that today. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers for this week's show are Carly Cooper, Jonathan Huber, Beth Goulet, and Lou Ann Stevens. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan, and Torrin Anderson composed our theme music. The executive producer of The Range is Fletcher Powell. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.